congratulations here on this doubleheader sweep here. And Lakin, they've kind of a bit struggled the last couple of years. They came in with a pretty impressive 5-1 record, had the lead on you both times early, but your team was persistent and got some timely hits and some timely plays in both games.
Yeah, once we got it going in game one, you know, we were able to keep that going, had the big inning, and a lot of that with two outs. I believe we batted around with two outs, which I'm not sure you're going to see too many times, against a good opponent. And, you know, kind of the same thing in game two. Kind of a slow start, a good start, it was a good game. And then once we got going, we really rolled with it. Kind of here late, last couple of innings, we struggled to put up some runs. But, we still holding them to three runs here in game two. Really proud of the way we pitched and played defense. We had some good plays out there today.
Well, you talk about the two-out rallies here. In that second, or here in the second game of the third inning, you scored 8 of your 10 runs with two outs.
Yeah, that's amazing. I knew we batted around. I didn't know it was that many runs, but that's pretty incredible. And, you know, just to keep it going, just one guy after another, one guy after another, one guy after another. And, it's pretty impressive. I'm proud of the way these guys played.
That was a big day batting here for Brady Welker. I think I had 7 hits combined in both games.
Yeah, I know. He was on base a lot, and he was hitting it well. I don't know how many RBIs you had him for, but there always seemed to be runners on base and guys in front of him. So, that's a credit to the bottom of the lineup and the top of the lineup, mm-hmm. to be on base when those guys are swinging good. So,
and I thought your team really played the wind. When it was really gusting and howling early through the first game, through part of the second game, I thought they played the wind pretty well.
Yeah, I don't think it affected us today.
And you're 8 games in, you're already 40% of the way through the season. In just 2 weeks here, you're 7-1, but, man, you got to really love to see where you're at here through 8 games of the season.
Yeah, it's different. It's different for a start of the season, but, the last time we played, we finished the season strong, in the 19 season, so with some regular season wins. So, we've got work to do. We've got some things to practice, and, we'll come back on Tuesday ready to go.
Yeah, you got a couple opportunities there to pick up some wins, and starting with Colby here at home on Tuesday and then Syracuse next Friday. And hopefully the weather holds off so you can get those games in.
Yeah, I get Tuesday's looking a little bit okay, maybe mm-hmm. even better today. We got quite a bit of sunshine out here late, so not too bad, but I think we're prepared to play in a lot of different conditions, and because we've been practicing in them, so we're ready to go.
You're always ready for any elements out here. I think the only thing you're probably not prepared for are tornadoes here. I think that's about the only thing.
I think we'll get out of here.
Yeah, all right. Well, Coach David Dirks joining us here post-game. Congratulations, Coach, on a great doubleheader win.
All right, thanks, Adam.